Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Consecutive games was middle January 2017. It's been 4 years since they lost two games in a row. And they almost never lose anymore. I mean, Kelvin Sampson took over a program that had been nothing forever. Big market, had potential, but had been nothing forever. And now it's one of the biggest, most consistent winners in the sport, and that was on display again last night.
Story number four.
Sad news from college basketball. Earlier today it was announced John Chaney, the iconic coach of the Temple Owls, passed away at the age of 89. He coached at Temple for 24 years, went to 17 NCAA tournaments, five Elite Eights. He was the National Coach of the Year in back-to-back years, 1987 and 88. He actually won a Division II national championship before he even got the Temple job. Famously, he tried to beat the crap out of John Calipari at a press conference back in 1994. And I went back and watched that earlier today. And then I went and got to read the description of it at Wikipedia, because it's in his... It's a part of his Wikipedia page. I'm just going to read you exactly the way it's described on Wikipedia. John Chaney entered the conference mid-speech, then called John Calipari an Italian son of a bee, accusing Calipari of manipulating the referees. When Calipari attempted to respond to the accusations, Chaney yelled, "Shut up, GD!" and proceeded to charge the stage before being stopped by security. While being held back, Chaney shouted, "When I see you, I'm going to kick your ass." As security restrained Chaney, he repeatedly yelled, "I'll kill you," and angrily admitted telling his players to knock your effing kids in the mouth.
Dude, it's so good.
That is so bananas.
I love it. I've watched the video a couple times today.
He called him an Italian son of a bee when he entered the room. So the whole thing is like one of the wildest press conference moments in the history of sports. But beyond that, it's sort of like disappointing that that's what he's maybe most known for, because he truly is one of the greatest college basketball coaches of all time.
Right.
He's in the Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame. He was the first African-American coach to ever win 700 games as a head coach. And it is worth noting that, though that was an ugly scene after that Temple-UMass game, John Chaney and John Calipari did become friends later in life. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many people remember this, but John gets hired at Memphis in advance of the 2000-2001 season, and he wanted his first game to be a notable non-conference game. Like, the John Calipari era starts with this, and I tweeted it earlier so you probably know, but the first game ever John Calipari coached at Memphis was in the Pyramid against John Chaney and the Temple Owls. So John Chaney dead today at the age of 89, and we've lost some real giants in the sport over the past year or so. Big John Thompson, John Chaney. The list is, Lute Olson. The list is significant. John Chaney, again, dead at the age of 89. Jeff Calkins up next.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekday mornings, 9 a.m. till 11. WMFS FM and HD1 Margaret. WMFS Memphis. Live on the radio.com app.
It's the Start Something New sales event on now at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on the Pike, where you'll find 2020 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-wheel drive, IIHS top safety pick, $19,688 or $245 a month. You ready to charge up in your new 2020 Dodge Charger? We Gossett at $24,990 or $325 a month. And get Ram tough in a 2020 Ram 1500 Tradesman Crew Cab 4x2, just $26,740 or $349 a month. So drive past the rest and come to the best at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat 1901 Covington Pike, or shop online anytime at GossettMotorcars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Almost financed through Chrysler, all 3,500 cash down, 75 months at 4.10% APR. Renegade LPMO 2132, MSRP 26580, Charger LH248214, MSRP 32860, Ram LS156730, MSRP 38185. Includes all rebates and incentives, PS 695, excludes tax and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. Dealer stock only.
Have you been denied credit? Are you paying high interest rates because of a low credit score? Join the thousands of people who've relied on CreditRepair.com to help rebuild their credit score.
I went to get my first car. I had to get a used car, high interest, and so I knew that things were done from there.
For over 15 years, we've helped thousands with their search for solutions to credit issues. We communicate with you, your creditors, and the credit bureaus with a unique approach designed to remove items like late payments, collections, charge-offs, liens, bankruptcy, and foreclosures that are unfair or inaccurate.
And I've gone up 40 points already.
There are many services offering to tell you your credit score and even monitor it for you. But what good is just knowing your credit score when what you really need is to fix it? Credit Repair members see a significant improvement in their credit scores month after month. Call now to get your no-obligation credit consultation, including your free credit score and free summary credit report. Don't delay. Call 800-478-8199. That's 800-478-8199. 800-478-8199.
So we're 1 month into the new year. It looks like things are hopefully taking a turn for the better in 2021. But one thing that is here to stay is the need for a reliable internet connection in our homes. And there's never been a better time to make the switch to Xfinity Internet and get that peace of mind in your home like we have in ours. You know, I had a buddy the other day asking me about Xfinity. He's heard me talking about it on the show, and he's unhappy with his current provider right now. His service is kind of spotty. He's got two kids doing online learning. He's working from home now a lot more, and he just cannot afford to have an unreliable internet connection in his home. And I told him what I'm going to tell you. Xfinity, it's not only America's best internet experience, but they're delivering the fastest internet. They've got the largest gig speed network available, and that gig speed internet, it's available to 99% of Xfinity's footprint, so you're more than likely eligible now for gig. And the best part is those reliably fast speeds, they're consistent, even at peak times when everyone's online at the same time, so you're always going to be able to get the most out of your devices with Xfinity. And when you sign up now with the XFi Gateway, Xfinity's going to throw in advanced security and Peacock premium streaming service for free at no additional cost. So again, don't settle for a subpar internet connection. Get that peace of mind like we did in our home. Get started with Xfinity Internet. Call 1-800-XFINITY. Visit Xfinity.com, or you can drop into your local Xfinity store today for more details.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins now and every day around 5 p.m.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He leaves his dogs in a van in his driveway. He joins me now. Hey, Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Let's talk about that for another half an hour, Gary.
I feel like your love for dogs is a ruse.
It's a ruse?
It's a ruse.
A ruse.
It's
I
a
think
ruse.
It's a ruse.
It's a ruse.
A ruse.
It's
yeah,
a ruse.
No. You don't understand. It's we cannot spend another segment talking about the fact that I treat my minivan like a kennel. And it is. That's all. It's just like a kennel, Gary. It's no problem.
It's a ruse. You take pictures of these dogs and you put them on Facebook so that you
right.
can get all these likes. And you can create
it's like
an image.
Trafficking in dogs. You're, you know what I mean? It's like that. I'm abusing dogs. Yeah, they're like those trapped people in the basement.
You put them on Facebook and everybody's like, "Ooh, look how sweet Jeff is. He's dedicated his life to taking care
yep.
of these dogs." And then you, as soon as you load the pictures on Facebook, you're like, "Back in the van." Back in the van, dogs.
Yep. Back in the van, dogs. It's like the guy with the Tigers, you know. Not to that guy. That, you know, but yeah.
Yeah, you're the dog king.
Yeah.
You're the dog king.
I'm the dog king. Was he mean to the Tigers, though?
Yes.
I never saw that.
He would murder them. He would murder the
he
Tigers.
He would murder the Tigers?
Yeah, he'd bury them. Was abusing right. tigers, is that correct, Bennett?
I think there was some abuse. I know
Did
for
he abuse sh- the tiger abuse?
I know for sure. Abuse. Remember, he burned down the alligator thing. Like, he had the big building that housed the alligators or whatever, and he burned that down.
Yeah, I think if I were bottom line, it's been a while since I've seen Tiger King or cared about it, but I feel like he probably did love the animals on some level, but he also did some bad stuff. Maybe that's who you are. You're the dog king.
Maybe like that. I'm the burner king, right? The Bernie's, yeah, exactly.
You're the Bernie's Mountain Dog King, Jeff Calkins. Hey, the Tigers lost last night.
I saw that. I saw it. I even thought about writing about it, but I didn't. I couldn't bring myself to write about the loss. And what frustrates me, as much frustrates them, is that it just was an opportunity. It was an absolute opportunity for them. I don't think SMU's that good. Opportunity to get a quad one win, and despite everything, they still go up late in the second half. And it just feels to me like it was, you know, in the end, you're going to look back at this season and think, oh, well, if they only hadn't blown those two games against Tulsa, if they only hadn't blown the game against SMU, if they only hadn't, is what it feels like to me. And I think this team really has the stuff to be a tournament team. I just don't think probably at the end of the day it's going to have the resume to be a tournament team.
Well, you shoot 48% from the field. SMU shoots 42%. You shoot 45% from three. SMU shoots 24%. Like you.
I mean, I think they out rebounded them too, didn't they? Like they basically everything except for turnovers. They won.
It's what happened? They gave up. They turned the ball over way more than SMU, and they gave up more offensive rebounds than SMU gave up. So here's what happens. It just jumps out of the box score. Memphis shoots better than SMU from the field, from three, but they got 12 fewer shots. Memphis only took 48 shots. SMU right. took 60. You give a comparable opponent 12 more shots at the basket than you. That's hard to overcome.
Well, you should tell them that.
I tried to tell them.
you should tell them that. Tell them not to fling the ball all over the place. And then, of course, so what – folks have focused on, and I've focused on to some extent this morning, was the slow start and the fact that it is not helped by the fact that you played Jaden Hardaway as the starter. Now, I think he played 6 minutes. They were down when he left the game, but only 4-0, I think. So
they only lost by two.
But they lost by two. And here's the point. If he's not good enough to be in there in the second half, if you're not going to be in there when every possession counts in the second half down the stretch, why, when you have struggled to get off to, you know, when you've been getting off to slow starts, why do you keep doing that? I just don't understand it. I don't think there's any – and I'm not even – I really don't mean to be piling on Jaden Hardaway. Early on, like, Jaden Hardaway was a – I never want to see him on the court. I can't believe like you'd get that. I don't think that's true. Like Jaden Hardaway has helped them win some games. He can have a role, I think, in spots. But when you are getting off to a slow start every single game, and when very clearly Alo is not a perfect point guard, but he is their best point guard, I think at this point that's been proven. They play their best when Alo is at his best. And he also helps set the tone. He's a tough guy. And I don't really understand it. And now I suspect he won't do it anymore. I suspect next game he will not start. But, that's great. But you let this one slip away. Back to the opportunity thing. Like you just – they lost by two. And the minutes when Jaden played was the difference. And, again, I'm not just blaming it on Jaden. I just think it makes no sense, you know.
Let's be clear. It is not the reason they're getting off to slow starts isn't solely tied to Jaden Hardaway. But he is the most obvious issue with the starting lineup because he's so clearly not one of your five best players. In fact, he's not one of your best eight players. In fact, the minutes played per game shows it. He is ninth on the team in minutes played. So even Penny Hardaway himself doesn't think Jaden Hardaway needs to be on the court more than literally eight other guys on the roster. So then why is he on the court at the beginning of games when you're getting off to slow starts? Now, they did dig out of that hole last night, but it doesn't change the fact that after 3 minutes, they were down 4-0, and that's when Jaden Hardaway was removed. So, listen, I don't think shifting the starting lineup and removing him will solve every problem that Memphis encounters early in games, late in games, any other time. But I do think, you know, and I don't want to speak for Penny as a father, but as a father, you don't want to keep putting your son in this position where he is the obvious issue in a starting lineup that is getting off to slow starts, because then his name's getting said in a lot of ways that just is not fun for anybody. It almost gets to a point where it doesn't matter whether it's his fault or not. He becomes what is most closely attached to it. And I don't think you want to put your son through that, do you?
No, and I don't. But if it was the right thing to do, then you would be putting that.
Absolutely. But the evidence that is.
I just don't think you want to put anyone through that. Yeah, I don't really see any point in start when you're getting off to slow starts. If the guy's name was Jaden Smith, I don't see any point in starting a guy who you're only playing 6 minutes when it's one thing if, hey, listen, we're getting off to, we're crushing people at the start of games. And so he only plays 6 minutes, but he's like our little good luck charm, and we're going to keep rolling him out there because, like, why mess with success? But it's not success. If it don't broke, don't fix it. But guess what? It's broke. And so, yes, you would, it's just nonsensical. Now, you can argue whether Musa, like, should be starting or not. That's a different question because, you know, that's a strategic question. You like going small, you like whatever else. Musa's clearly, you know, he has been significant in a lot of games, whatever. So you can argue that one way or another. It's not obvious. But it is obvious with Jaden that it just makes no sense.
Right. The fact that he barely plays after you remove him from the game the first time is evidence that he probably shouldn't be on the court to start the game. And, there are a lot of college basketball coaches who have coached their sons. I remember a coach saying this one time. If you're going to coach your son at the high major level, you need him to be one of two things, your best player or your worst player. Because if he's your best player, everything's fine. If he gets all the shots, then, you know, if he's Doug McDermott, then he's Doug McDermott. That's fine. He said,
you want him to be Bradley Calipari or Doug McDermott?
That's exactly right. What you don't want him to be is Stephen Pearl.
But even that was fine. Like, Jaden Hardy is a nice story in the way he's developed if he wasn't thrust into this outsized role. He's been pretty good. But he's been better than people have expected him to be, I think. And it really wouldn't be an issue except for now, the way it's turned out. Yeah.
Right. I just think you could play him still 10 minutes a game. I'm not saying don't ever play Jaden Hardaway, but when you insert him into the starting lineup and the starting lineup is getting off to slow starts, and then once you remove him, you almost never put him back on the court, it becomes just a very easy identifiable thing, and then people start asking.
And probably too much so. Probably over. It becomes too much of a thing. Like, it's probably the issues are go well beyond that. And so, but yeah, it becomes an easy thing to fasten on.
Right. Yeah. They had 17 turnovers last night. Jaden Hardaway didn't have any of them. All right. So I don't think they lost that game because of Jaden Hardaway. It just becomes, I guess I'd circle back to what I've already said. It becomes a talking point that is very easy to avoid. And I would rather avoid it if it were my basketball team. I'd rather avoid it.
Right.
The turnovers were the big issue. They actually finished with more assists than turnovers. And they're actually, and I think the play-by-play guy last night made this point, and he's exactly right. Like, in terms of when they score, they do get 60% of their field goals are assisted. So that does fly in the face a little bit of they're just isolation. When they actually score, they are moving the ball. You know, that number might not mean anything to you. 61.4% of their field goals are connected to assists. That ranks top 25 in the country. So when they move the ball and don't give it away, they're pretty effective. But the 17 turnovers, again, they couldn't overcome that last night. The other team got 12 more shots than you because you gave the ball away so often. So it didn't matter that you shot it better and that you were better. You gave them so many more shots that you couldn't keep up. Imagine if before you even started a golf round in competition with your buddy and your comparable golfers, and you tell him, "I'm going to let you have, 12 more swings than me today." Like that'll if there's a gap between you, that'll close it. And if you're comparable, now you're losing.
Or imagine you're having a football game, and you have a football game. You say, listen, here's what's going to happen. I get 10 drives, and you get 6.
Right. I mean, that is the biggest issue to Memphis being a consistently good college basketball team, is that they give the ball away too often, so that too often they don't get as many shots as the other team.
So, okay, but I think they give the ball away in two circumstances, okay? One is just a totally boneheaded, try for an alley-oop from half court. That's just stupid, right? Like, come on, man, just stop doing that, right? I think there's some of that. Or, Lester, the last play of a game where we drove the baseline and tried to fling that, the pass. There's just, moronic plays that they try that are too flashy. Just what the hell were you thinking, right? But then I think there's a whole nother category of turnovers, which is the offense has stalled for whatever reason, and they take it upon themselves to force something, right? To either, charge into someone or, to force something that isn't there. And I think that's the one that – I honestly think that that's the one, get back to Jaden – I don't think they were running their offense early in that game, or early in the game with the previous game with SMU. They looked just stymied, and they were dribbling, and they went. And I think Alo had some crazy turnovers on his own right, but I do think when he's in there, they're more inclined to run the offense and to get fewer of those. I'm going to take it upon myself because nothing's happening here. It is weird that you have those things happening simultaneously with when the offense looks good, it can look so good and have that high percentage of assists as you described.
Yeah, Alex Lomax had four turnovers last night. DeAndre Williams had three. That's another problem, is that we typically associate turnovers with guards, but like on this team, bigs turn it over, often as well. DeAndre sometimes just by trying to maybe do a little more than he's capable of doing. Moose is still just, he only had one turnover last night, but he still is. You throw it to him,
he has no idea. Good handle. He has a terrible handle. Yeah, you just don't want the ball in his hands.
I would never throw him the ball unless it was a lob. And for whatever reason, I should look this up. The percentage of lobs thrown to Moose that actually result in alley-oops has got to be pretty low. Like, it just seems like for whatever reason that doesn't work. But like his job would be ball screen, slip to the rim, catch lobs, offensive rebound, dunk. Like the idea that I would throw him the ball in the post, I just.
Well, another thing, they do that often at the start of the games when they're struggling. You get Moussa throwing up these crazy awkward shots like they're trying to get him involved. You're exactly right. I would never get him involved. I would have him involved only in the way you described. Like, yes, if it's going to be a putback or a break, you're on the break or something like that, then do it. But whatever. If someone penetrates and can basically hand the ball to Moussa, which you see occasionally, and he gets the dunk, do that. But to throw the ball to him in the post, no, you don't do that.
Yeah, at the NBA level, this is something that James Wiseman has been struggling with because Draymond Green kept trying to get him balls that he was just losing. And so one argument is stop throwing the ball to James Wiseman. He can't catch that. The other, in Draymond's counterpoint is, listen, it's a long season. It's early. I need him to catch that. If we're going to be good, we just got to keep – I'm going to keep throwing these balls to him because I think ultimately he is good enough to catch him. He's just got to get used to it. He's never played like this before. So that's an argument there, and I guess I could see it over a 72-game schedule, but like in a condensed college basketball schedule where you're already way on the wrong side of the bubble – my goal wouldn't be to try to hope that by the end of the season, Moussa Cisse is somebody you can throw the ball to. I would just have already decided he's not, and he's not going to be. So let's do what we got to do to win this particular game. And again, they don't do it often. It didn't result in a million turnovers last night, but it feels like the ratio of good things to bad things that happened when you throw the ball to him is a little unbalanced. And the bad things outweigh the good ones.
Well, and the whole thing's too bad because, as you point out, they are – like, there are good things that are carrying over game to game here now. They are shooting much better. They're shooting much better from three. They're still guarding like crazy. They never quit. I mean, they're, Kendrick Davis again disappeared. Like, they just take him completely out of the game. So they are doing enough good things that I would like them to be rewarded with wins, and it feels like they should be. And that's one that just it was totally gettable, and it didn't happen. So it's obviously disappointing.
Yeah, they played well enough. They played well enough to win last night. They gave the other team 12 more shots than they got, and that ultimately is the difference in the game. Let's move on. So I'm sitting there watching Memphis's inbounds play on replay 15 times in a row, so I can see exactly what they were trying to do and figure out why it didn't work. And then I get a text message from somebody, and it says, "Whoa, you read this column on Fish?" And I'm like, "What?" And I had no idea what they were talking about. But I found it very quickly. You wrote a column that has gotten a lot of attention all around the country on Rob Fisher, our friend, who is also sideline reporter for the Memphis Grizzlies. For people who don't know, Rob, bravely talked about his very real struggles with suicidal depression and talked about it in the most open, raw, candid way I can remember hearing people, certainly public figures, talk about it. Just walk me through that. How does that column come about?
Well, what's interesting about it is that, I mean, lots of interesting things about it. I would urge people to read it and honor Rob by reading it, because it really, to me, this is all about Rob deciding that he wanted to come forward to help other people by talking honestly about his own issues and struggles. But what's interesting is that, you know, Rob is, unbeknownst to me, like Rob seems like, you know, the happiest guy in the world, right? He wears the fancy, you know, the colorful coats and the colorful shoes and kind of guy everyone would like to hang out with. You know, if you put up the test, who do you want to have a beer with? Like Rob would be high in Memphis media on that. Like he's that guy. But he has dealt with, suicidal depression since, you know, the early 2000s, and has thought about talking about it before. His doctors always said, you know, make sure you're ready to talk about it before you talk about it. Turns out he called me 2 years ago and got my voicemail and was, you know, going to talk to me about it then to write a column about it. And then I got my voicemail. He never called back. So he called me earlier this week and just, it was after my COVID column came out. He just said, you know, I have my own story that I'd like to tell and I'd like you to tell it. And, you know, Gary, it's when someone trusts you with this most intimate story, it's incredibly humbling. And this was one where after I wrote it, I actually read the columns that I really care about. I read a lot of them. I read aloud to my buddy Charles to see what he thinks, you know, whatever. And as I was reading, it's so raw in some ways that it almost felt too intimate to me. Like I was worried. I called Rob today actually to make sure that, you know, this has gone okay. Because just the way he described, like, there's one section of this column where he talks about, like, how it can go. And he said, it can be the little things that stack up. You can wake up in the morning and you can drop the soap in the shower, and then you can be cleaning up the counter and you spill the sugar everywhere. And then you go put something in the car and you bang your head on the car door when you're lowering your head to whatever. And all of a sudden you're angry at yourself and you're cursing and you're whatever. And then you're angry that you got angry. And then maybe your kids saw you. And so then you hate yourself for blowing up in front of your kid. And as it's one of these things that gives you, I just think, a real intimate picture into what depression and this looks like, much less than the day in 2018 when he was most seriously thinking about killing himself. And he was trying to puzzle through, okay, how can I do this so my wife gets insurance and so my kids don't find my body? Like, that is a level of strategy and thinking about it that he was where he has been. And I think what is particularly, you know, I think it's always important when people come forward and talk about mental health, because the more people do it, the more other people will feel comfortable doing it. And I don't mean talking about it in the media. I mean talking about it to their family or to friends or just talking about it. But then particularly for Rob to do it, because he's a guy who you think, oh, Rob can't be unhappy. What does he have to be depressed about? And as Rob told me, he said, there's nothing that you're being depressed about. It's like asking someone, what's you to have a broken leg about? You know, you have this, it's an illness, and no different than a broken leg is an illness. And it's something he copes with every single day. And for him to come forward like that, I just thought was really remarkable. And I just tried to write it down and stay out of the way.
Yeah, I thought, well, you did a good job with it. And I do know what it's like where you got all of this material and you really just want to just get out of the way. But not everybody is capable of doing it. You did it really well. I know Rob was happy with the column. I do think it's an important story to tell because, and for a lot of different reasons for a lot of different people. Most obviously, it can let people understand, you know, how this works, because sometimes it is difficult for people who don't struggle with these things to comprehend, well, why could you be upset, or why would you be suicidal, or why are you crying, or why are you going through this? Because there's no obvious reason for you to be thinking about these things, but there's just something's not right. And I don't know that, even though we could tell that story a million times, when it's a public figure people know in this market who is trying to explain it to you in his own words, I think that will help people who are well understand what people who, like Rob, are going through. Beyond that, there are people just like Rob who are going through the same thing. And now they know, oh, well, it happened to him. He's got a better job than me. He's got a family situation's more solid. Like, he seemingly got everything a person could want, and he's still struggling. So maybe it's not crazy that I'm struggling. He got help. Maybe I can get help. So I think it probably helps in that way. And then, honestly, I think it can help Rob, because when you are struggling, but struggling almost in a way that most people don't know exists, it's very easy for people not to check in on you, to not tell you that they love you when they should, to not wonder and actually ask how you're doing and reach out. And that can just multiply whatever it is you're going through. Like, I sent Rob a text message last night just to say, hey, I'm proud of you for telling your story, and I don't think I've ever told Rob Fisher I loved him, and it never occurred to me that I should. But, you know, I'm confident he's heard a lot of that over the past 24 hours. You know, I've dealt with, you know, suicide in my own life. Like, one of my neighbors, we lost a few years ago, and this is somebody that I would hang out with and have drinks with, and, you know, my kids would go to his house, and he would actually buy food and keep it in his pantry for Oliver, because Oliver, they had a doggy door. Oliver would just run over, go through the doggy door, and go into the pantry. Like, we'd catch Oliver just sitting in the pantry eating cookies at our neighbor's house. Like, that's how close we were. You know, we'd be at their house, they'd be at ours. And on a random Saturday morning, it was over. It was so surprising that when my wife called me screaming, it was so surprising to me that when my wife called me screaming and said, this person just killed himself, even though she said the name, it did not even occur to me that it was my neighbor. I was like, who? Like, it was, I couldn't even comprehend it. And, you know, you start to have all, should I have hung out more? You know, he was around every day. You know, how often did I say, so how are things going, man? How are you? Probably never, because I never had any reason to think things weren't going well. I didn't see that side of any of it.
Well, and people also think that when, and this is often true, that when you ask someone, how you doing, no one really wants to hear, well, you're not feeling suicidal, right? Like, that's not what they answer you when you're in the grocery store. But the truth of the matter is, and Rob said this, he said he has now vowed with his friends, particularly his television family, that when people ask how you're doing, he's going to, it almost liberates you to tell people how you're doing, right? And the truth of the matter is, and obviously in all circumstances, you can't give your whole life story to everybody when you're whatever. But I do think, in the end, depression and mental illness is a lonely thing. and everyone thinks they're going through it by themselves. And I think the point that Rob makes is that it absolutely helps to tell people about it, to talk about it. In fact, that's sort of, I mean, medicine is a big part of the cure, and seeing professional help is a big part of the cure, but being willing to, not cure, but handling it, but managing it, but also being willing to talk about it and openly talk about it with people actually helps. And like he said, how much, you know, they lost a member of the TV crew named Speedy. He was one of these two guys who drive up from Alabama all the time to work in the truck. And one of them's named Speedy, nicknamed Speedy, and he died of COVID. And Rob said when he got a text from just people saying, we're really sorry about Speedy, but like that helps you. You may not think it's a big thing to do that, but it helps you. And reaching out, particularly in this time of COVID, and that's the other part, is Rob particularly thinks that it's been, you know, hard on people, hard on him during COVID, all that much more important to reach out, because a lot of people were suffering from mental illness and loneliness and depression before COVID, but it's gotten a lot worse, been exacerbated by COVID.
And, you know, when you're dealing with it to that extreme, it's very, you know, I've talked to people who have dealt with it in a very real way, and they get to a point where they genuinely don't think anybody would care one way or another. They don't think anybody would miss them. They don't think, they actually get to a point where they think the world would be better off without me. My kids would be better off without me. My wife would be better off without me, which is obviously ridiculous. You know, I have friends whose parents, you know, mom or dad committed suicide. None of them are better off because of it. But the person who is sick, like, gets it in that in your head. And I do think by being open about it, you know, how many people have told Rob over the past 24 hours how much he means to them and how much he means in general? I imagine the number is, you probably couldn't even count it. And that's got to be helpful on some level. So I was really proud of him for talking about it. I thought you handled it beautifully, and I was glad it got the attention that it got all over this country, because, you know, most of the times we're just writing stupid columns about stupid games. This is one of the
things. It's funny. I mean, you brought up the people who think that they're not, that the world would be better off without them. I didn't include this, but someone told me this about suicide, because one of the things you hear all the time is that how could they be so selfish, right? If you think back to 9/11. And think of the people who jumped out of that burning building. Did you ever think, how could they be so selfish as to jump out of that burning building? No, their only choice was, I can't stay in this building. It's on fire. I'm going to jump. And it wasn't selfishness. It's all they could do. Well, the way it has been described to me, a way to think about it is, now that burning building is your mind and your life, right? And it's not an act of selfishness. It's an act of, I can't do anything else. Right. The building is on fire. The building is my brain. The building is my thoughts. And I have no choice other than to throw myself off the building. And that is a way that is more accurately describes what's happening in the minds of, you know, lots of people who take this step. I don't have the suicide hotline here memorized, but Rob has it in his phone, under the word life. It's programmed into his cell phone under the word life. And I would urge anyone who is in this situation, finds himself thinking about harming themselves or struggling in the way that Rob is struggling, there's lots of people who want to help.
The column is at dailymemphian.com. Again, you did a good job with it. I'll talk to you on Monday.
See you, man. Yeah.
Bye-bye. Be back in a second.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
For a sweet treat, pick up Private Selection Heirloom Navels or Mineola Tangelos. They're just $2.99 in the 3-pound bag with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Right now is a great time to take advantage of Choate's winter specials by upgrading your furnace, switching to a Rinnai tankless water heater, or getting $50 off air duct cleaning. By now, you most likely have heard of the benefits of UV light technology for your HVAC system. Purchase any new Carrier furnace right now, and we will install one for you at no additional cost. For those who have not installed a tankless water heater yet, what are you waiting on? Stop wasting utilities heating water you do not use and getting frustrated taking cold showers or baths. Right now, when you purchase a Rinnai tankless water heater, Choate's will install one premium toilet for free in your home. And Choate's is offering $50 off its air duct cleaning services. Not only does this service get the years of dust out of your ducts, it also helps the indoor air quality you and your family breathe every day. All these specials qualify for 18 months, no interest financing with approved credit. So call 347-8086 to schedule your free estimate today. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
Jerry reached out to Josh Hysall to get his Collierville home sold. Since Josh's aggressive marketing is unbeatable, that home was sold in just a few days. It was sold for more than the asking price. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hysall. He's got that 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective, someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, that's when he goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make you an instant cash offer. You pick. Totally up to you. And understand it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysall, 461-8147, on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
All 36-month leases, $31.49 new at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte ME296-274, MSRP 20,625, sold M775-682, MSRP 20,315, K5MG003199, MSRP 25725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 1/31/21, dealer stock only.
It's time to be happy, happy with your new ride from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. Jeff's waiting for you with a 2021 Kia Forte. $142 a month lease. Redesign 2021 Kia Soul, $148 a month lease. And 2021 Kia K5, $182 a month lease. All just 36 months, $31.49 due at signing. Plus, every Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah comes with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Corky's is your home for authentic Memphis barbecue. Our dining rooms are open, or stop by our speedy drive-thru. Order your party packs today, starting at only $5.99 per person.
Beachcombing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach eating cookies and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans where Walgreens is a preferred pharmacy.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, so you've got an oil change to do. We can get you everything you need. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $26.99. Plus a $5 bonus reward if you're an AutoZone Rewards member. Not a member? We can sign you up fast right here in store or on AutoZone.com. Getting the job done just got easier. Terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast.
You're looking for the biggest brands in computers. The place to look is Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. They got the biggest brands, brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. Big savings on the biggest names in computers in the Mount Moriah Office Park. Just give them a call, 360-9679. 360-9679. You can talk to Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper, any of the consultants at Cooper Systems, and they can help you find exactly what you need. You just need to tell them what it is you're doing with a computer. Like, you're making music videos? That's an expensive computer. Are you a gamer? That's a pretty expensive computer. But if you're just playing around on Facebook, spreading lies, created by Russian bots, you don't need to spend $1,000 on a computer to spread lies on Facebook. Mislead all your friends, get sucked in. Next thing you know, you believe in all these crazy conspiracy theories that you swore, I'm certain, at one point in your life you'd never subscribe to, and now look at you. Look at you. Look at you. Hey, you can get a computer to do that for $200 or $300. So that's the great thing about Cooper Systems. It's not a big box store where they just have what they have and you have to buy it. They have a variety, high-end, low-end, middle-of-the-road, desktop, notebook, tablet. Whatever it is you're looking for, they can get it for you, or they already have it, or they can build it for you. 360-9679, it's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. Did you see Jonas Valanciunas tweet earlier today?
I did, but then I saw the Grizzlies tweet.
What did the Grizzlies tweet?
He's out tomorrow. He said he's back ready for San Antonio, but he's not playing tomorrow.
The Grizzlies responded with no way, Jose?
Yeah, the Grizzlies PR a few minutes later tweeted out that he is out tomorrow due to health and safety protocols.
Well, so it could be a conditioning thing.
Yeah, like, probably.
At Oklahoma State right now, Cade Cunningham, who's the possible number one pick of the 2021 NBA draft, he is out of COVID quarantine, but he's still not playing. And the explanation from Mike Boynton is, because if you watch the games, he's like sitting on the bench with the team, mask on.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's out of quarantine. He's on the bench. But he's not playing.
Yeah.
And Mike Boynton's like, he's just not in condition to play a game right now.
Yeah, and Evan Barnes made the point that they're going on a road trip here, so it's probably one of those things like he won't play tomorrow, but he'll probably play in the next game or
there
something like that.
Right. Yeah. Otherwise, you shouldn't take him. Just
right.
Leave him home.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I would assume that he will not play. Well, we don't have to assume. The Grizzlies have ruled him out. He will not play in Saturday's game, but would be on the court Monday night inside the AT&T Center when the Grizzlies play the second of a back-to-back against the San Antonio Spurs. But either way, good to see him. And I think it had been in, maybe not in dispute. I don't know that people were disputing it, but I can remember when we would talk about Jonas. He was in health and safety protocol, but like, had he tested positive or was it just contact tracing? Mm-hmm. I don't think the Grizzlies had ever actually said, but Jonas confirmed it. I have recovered from COVID, and I'm on the way to Texas with my teammates. So not expected to play tomorrow night, but could at least in theory be on the court Monday night when Grizzlies Spurs are scheduled to play at 7:30. The place to celebrate the 55th edition of the big game is FanDuel Sportsbook. And if you've never tried FanDuel before, you can bet on either team and get 55-1 odds when Kansas City plays Tampa Bay. That's right. You can bet $5 and win $275 if you pick the winner of the big game on February 7th. Right now, I think I'm leaning toward Kansas City. But they did have a $2.3 million bet placed on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at +3.5. So that's something I probably should consider. Either way, I will play the game and I'll play it at FanDuel, which is an official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. It's where I wager, and if you want to know why, here's why. Because it's easy, easy, easy to use. They have fast withdrawals, and they have odds boosts and specials every single day. It's the best site available. If you haven't tried it yet, go try it Now's the perfect time. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code Gary to get started. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $275. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. I've got a Dateline preview. We're going to do it next.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, invites you to discover a brand new way to bet parlays. Introducing One Game Parlay, an exciting new feature designed to help you make selections within a single game from over 400 bet types, including team and player props. Log into your BetMGM account and raise the stakes for a chance to win big. Making your same game win, total, and prop picks is easy with One Game Parlay. New to BetMGM? Sign up today and make every play of every game matter more than ever. You can make one-game parlay bets on pro football, soccer, and NBA games with more sports coming soon. Go ahead and take your favorite player to score, the home team to cover, and the over in yards for the star running back. Log in today or download the BetMGM app and try one-game parlay. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older, and you must be present in Tennessee. For gambling problem support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
20 ribeyes for $30 in Memphis right now for a limited time. Hurry now. 20 ribeyes for $30. EBT, credit cards, debit cards, all payments accepted. Last chance to compare five-star steaks to Omaha Steak Box steak deals and save on the ribeyes. 20 ribeyes for $30. Look for the big tent in the parking lot at the Wolf Chase Mall in front of Macy's. Also look for the big truck at the Oak Court Mall Poplar Avenue entrance. And look for the big tent on the corner of Hickory Hill and Manchester across from AutoZone. Also on the big truck, crazy deals on premium steak, pork, seafood, and gourmet chicken breast. Everything must go. It's a truckload meat mania sale. Look for the big tent in the parking lot at Wolf Chase Mall in front of Macy's. Also look for the big truck at the Oak Court Mall Poplar Avenue entrance. And look for the big tent on the corner of Hickory Hill and Manchester across from AutoZone. Crazy deals on Kansas City strips, fillets, bacon wrap fillets, mega ribeyes, and get 20 ribeyes for $30 right now at Wolf Chase Mall, Oak Court Mall, and corner of Hickory Hill and Manchester across from AutoZone. Don't wait.
Mid-South, there's never been a better time to buy than right now at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. So start your new year in a new ride like 2021 Kia Forte, $142 a month lease. The all-new 2021 Kia Soul, completely redesigned exterior and interior, yours for $148 a month lease. Plus the sporty midsize sedan, 2021 Kia K5, $182 a month lease. All 36 months, $3149 to its signing. Plus, Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So hurry to Gossett Kia Covington Pike, online KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36 month leases, $31.49 new at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte ME 296 274, MSRP 20,625, Soul M77 55682, MSRP 20,315, K5 MG003199, MSRP 25725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 13121, dealer stock only.
It's time, Memphis. Tune in to Fox Sports Southeast and watch your Next Gen Grizzlies Saturday, January 30th at 7:30 when they take on the San Antonio Spurs. Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Fans will want to tune in early at 6:30 p.m. to catch Grizzlies live. Presented by Ford and your Mid-South Ford dealers. Featuring Pete Peranica, Brevin Knight, Rob Fisher, and Chris Vernon. Check local listings and grizzlies.com for the channel guide.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame.
There's only one Memphis area restaurant serving World Championship Barbecue, and that's Memphis Barbecue Company. They got a world champion as an owner. Her name's Melissa Cookston. Eight-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So obviously, the barbecue is terrific at Memphis Barbecue Company. I had it earlier this month. But Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue. You should go check the menu out at memphisbbqco.com. When you do that, you're going to see, yeah, ribs and sausage and cheese plates and brisket and everything that you would expect to see at a barbecue shop. But you're also going to see fried catfish, grilled salmon, grilled chicken, smoked wings, burgers. The menu is expansive. Go check it out. Promise you, there's something on there you're going to love. Everything's of the highest quality. You can dine in, and it's a big restaurant, so there's plenty of space to spread out. They're being as safe as you can possibly be there. I've seen it with my own eyes. But if you'd rather just get a pickup order, you can do that as well. And the place to order is on the website, memphisbbqco.com. memphisbbqco.com. If you're going from Memphis, it's easy. 55 South to Goodman Road. Get off, go right. It's right there. You can see it from the interstate. That's how close it is. Memphis Barbecue Company, 709 DeSoto Cove. On the web, memphisbbqco.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, and among the things is that even when you outshoot your opponent from two-point range and three-point range, you're not going to beat your opponent if they get 12 more shots than you get. Or at least it makes it much more difficult to do. That's what happened to Memphis last night at SMU. The Tigers were better from two, better from three, but they still lose by a bucket because SMU took 60 shots and Memphis took only 48. How does that happen? Mostly because of turnovers. Another 17 last night, some of them very, very costly. Throw the ball away, offensive foul. It leads to three-game winning streak being snapped. Tigers will be back on the court very, very soon, but whatever momentum they had created in that nice little three-game winning streak, some of it got taken away last night.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Pretty good college basketball game on tonight. Fox Sports 1, number 7, Iowa at number 19, Illinois.
Okay.
That's two possible first-team All-Americans, Luka Garza on one side, Io Desumu on the other. Big Bet Bennett.
What we got?
Illinois minus 2 inside the State Farm Center in Champaign, Illinois.
Ooh. Let's roll with the Hawkeyes.
Hawkeyes on the road.
Yeah.
Luka Garza on the road.
Let's go.
Okay, Big Bet Bennett.
I did not expect Illinois minus 2. Come on, man. Let's go, Hawkeyes.
Big Bet Bennett is suggesting a max bet situation.
Let's get it.
Big Bet Bennett says we're in a max bet situation.
Luka Garza, is he not amazing at basketball?
He is amazing at basketball.
Let's go, then.
Okay, Bennett says take the 2 points with the leading candidate for National Player of the Year. Iowa plus 2 is the official Big Bet Bennett bet for Friday night.
What should I watch on TV?
We got a brand new Dateline NBC 2-hour special. Starts at 8 o'clock.
Let's do it.
It's a good one, Bennett.
Okay.
I read all about this today.
All right.
Get my voice ready.
Mm-hmm.
Pamela Hutchinson traveled to Fort Myers to help a friend mourn the passing of her husband. It was supposed to be a little quick 2-day trip. And then Pam, she'd pop back up to Bradenton, where she lived, so she could host a cousin who was passing through. Fort Myers is a beautiful place, sandy beaches forever, bars as far as the eyes can see. And Pam, she was enjoying it all. As you sometimes do when you're traveling alone, she met a stranger at a bar in Fort Myers one night. One drink led to another, one conversation led to another. They laughed. They became fast friends and even looked like each other. People had noticed. Pam told friends back home she was having a tremendous time. But then it was time for Pam to be back home, but she wasn't at home. Nobody could reach her. And then everybody's worst fears were realized. Pam had been shot, killed in the timeshare she'd rented in Fort Myers. It was a murder without an obvious motive. Who would do this to Pam? And why? And whatever happened to that look-alike friend? That's tonight on Dateline.
I think we had Keith recently. I don't think we got Keith tonight.
I don't even want you to get hopes up.
No Keith tonight.
Dennis Murphy reports.
That's fine. Whatever, Dennis. Whatever. Thanks.
It's all right.
Okay, so what happened here? I want to tell you, I think because you mentioned twice the look-alike thing, is this a case of somebody trying to steal somebody's identity?
Big Bet Bennett is a detective as well.
How about that?
Okay, let me tell you what happened. I don't only preview Dateline, I also spoil it. So if you don't want it spoiled, turn your radios down right now. Dude, listen what happened. Mm-hmm. So there's this woman from Minnesota. She's a grandma, all right?
Okay.
She's kind of a bigger woman, blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
Murders her husband in Minnesota. Shoots him dead. Pop, pop, pop.
And then goes on a little trip.
Then goes on a trip to Florida.
Yeah, because why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? Hey, nothing hold me here anymore.
Right.
Might as well go to the beach. So shoots her husband. Boom. Naturally, they find his body. She's gone. She's the suspect. She's down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
She comes up with a plan. I'm going to murder somebody who looks like me and then steal their identity.
Mm-hmm.
So she is like hanging out at bars. She sees a woman that, you know, heavy woman, blonde hair, older woman. But, you know, hey, let me buy you a drink. Oh, hey, so you got grandkids too? I got grandkids too. Boom, 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 boom. Murders her. Mm. Takes all her stuff. Takes off to Texas. Now, she didn't really think this through because you need to get rid of the body if you're going to try to...
Yeah, I was going to say they found her.
Yeah, they're going to find the body or her friends are going to report her missing, so you can't pretend you're her. You can't pretend you're Pamela if she's been reported missing.
Right, we know what happened to Pamela.
So, like, she didn't think this through at all. At all. But this was her plan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.